And we're live. Hi everyone, greetings, shalom, salam, namaste, all of that. Let me just share my screen here. Alrighty, so yeah, here we go. So this is going to be an interesting conversation, live stream today. How is everyone doing? Has anyone seen any good movies lately? Been a little bit less busy now at work, so having a little bit more time, able to do a bit more. Wanted to talk today about my former friend intro. So let me share my screen. Okay, there we go. I got it. So I've been hesitating to talk about intro. I didn't want to talk about him because he was a friend of mine. And you know, I still had hopes for him that he might reconsider his views. You know, he's kind of seems to have gone off the deep end, but I was hoping that things can still turn around for him and maybe he'd, you know, reconsider some of his views, some of the things he said, maybe even apologize. Who knows, right? But today I want to go through some of the things he's been posting. People were saying, well, intro's still around. I didn't even know he was still around. What happened to him after he had his meltdown? So yeah, he had a big meltdown and he disappeared, but he's still there. He's still there. So yeah, I just want to go through some of the things he posted, and it should be fun. Actually, I was having doubts about whether I should even do this because I feel kind of bad for him. I do know he's had his challenges in life and, you know, but the things that doesn't excuse the things he's been saying. So it's worth talking about. The points he's making are not unique to him. And he's been on both sides of the fence. He's been, you know, ex-Muslim again. Although I don't even know for sure if he's Muslim. If someone can confirm that, it'd be interesting. It'd be good to know. It sounds like he is. Sounds like intro is Muslim again. I'm not sure. So last October, something happened to intro. He'd been giving off these vibes that he was thinking about being Muslim or kind of annoyed with ex-Muslim movement or something like that. And he had put out a couple of videos and actually responded to them. One of them was about, I forget what it was now, ex-Muslim movement or something like that. And he said, yeah, this is a good response. And even said, like, I don't want I don't want Abdullah Samir to respond to this video. It's just, I'm just saying some stuff. So he didn't really want that. As well, on Twitter, he's been posting a bunch of stuff. He took down his YouTube, which I was quite disappointed about because there was a lot of interesting content on there. I don't mean content where he was, like, eating bacon and whatever. But there was some stuff on there that was interesting, right? Like, so I was a little bit disappointed that it was all gone. But yeah, let's go to his Twitter. Unfortunately, his YouTube is gone again, but his Twitter has some interesting stuff on there. So I'd like to go through it and let's see what we can find. So he's been having a lot of debates with people lately, heated discussions, debates, whatever you want to call it. He blocked me, so not really interested in engaging with me. At some point, he was, and at some point, he stopped. The first thing I noticed, Exhibit A, defending Muslims from dehumanizing rhetoric. His cover over here is, when ex-Muslims say Islam is evil and ruined their life. And this guy is, like, sleeping on a couch. He's like, yeah, whatever, right? Well, the first thing we notice is that it's this sort of denial that people actually had their lives ruined by Islam. It's maybe you didn't. Maybe you were fine as a Muslim. And maybe you weren't, but maybe you were fine. Does that mean there's nobody out there who suffered because of Islam? I mean, to say that, I mean, and of course, even Muslims would say people suffered under Islam, but they wouldn't call it Islam. Like, for example, ISIS. They'd say, nah, they're suffering under extremism, right? And some Muslims, the more moderate, liberal Muslims, would say, I don't agree with mandatory hijab in Saudi. I don't agree with Iran, what they're doing. I don't agree with any of this stuff, right? And that's Khabib. Oh yeah, I didn't even realize. Khabib is a fighter, MMA fighter, eh? No, he was not forced to follow Islam. But anyways, the first point we are right there is he wants to defend Muslims from dehumanizing rhetoric, which is, I think, a good, it's a good thing, like what he's saying. I want to defend Muslims. Okay, sure. Also, cryptocurrency enthusiast. Okay, that's cool. Me too. And the first thing he posted was this this meme, which, you know, he has a posted Aladdin's thing there, and, you know, lives for Twitter, sexually frustrated, can't decide, so the mustard, likes every post, infant noodle, Islamist terrorism, blah, blah. And then there's the Muslim guy, Chad. This is a typical incel meme. Okay, so when you look at the Google incel meme, like, this is exactly the type of stuff that you find. These are the type of things that incels post. Okay, this is very common. I've read a lot about incels, and I'll tell you that a lot of it, if you look at, a lot of it has to do with genetics. A lot of it has to do with externalizing. Basically, the complaining about the life situation, they can't get a woman, a partner. So what they do is they blame a lot of things. And some of the things they tend to blame genetics, right? And this is his pinned post, the ex-Muslim beta versus a Muslim Chad. So the language is very sexualized right there. Like, this is what he's about. This is what he's showing people, right, that he's about. Like, this is what he's saying. He's trying to say that, like, the things he's saying about apostate Aladdin, none of them are true, right? Like, this guy, he tweets once in a while. He goes on TikTok once in a while. He has a life, right? Sexually, the funny thing, you know what the irony? The irony here is the one he's calling sexually frustrated has a girlfriend. And the one that's claiming to be the Chad there plans to have 15 children, inshallah. He doesn't have a girlfriend or a wife. He's basically an incel. Right? Like, that's the irony here. Yeah. The irony. Who is the incel here? Apostate Aladdin's in a relationship. He has a girlfriend. Like, who is the incel? Who is sexually frustrated? Who posts stuff like this? I'm just pointing out things which are publicly posted by him. I'm not at all, like, making this. This is his. He made this meme. Like, I mean, he didn't make this meme. This is, like, you know, incel forums. And Intro is a member of incel forums. He admitted that. He posted that on Twitter. He posts on incel forums. There's some kind of, let me see if I can find it here. One second. There's some stuff I wanna share about, let me see. I got two screenshots here, which I'm going to show you. There's actually more than this, but these are the two that I saved. I didn't feel like spending time looking for more. This was when he was ex-Muslim. Ex-Muslim Chad here, just got out of the gym. Just hanging out near the almond milk aisle of the grocery store and pretending I'm vegan to talk to the attractive women. No man will ever drink this stuff, but yeah, this is Sunday morning for me. I don't know if I need to say anything about this. Like, I think it's, yeah. Like, what do I have to say about this tweet? It's just like, it shows you what he's looking for. You know, even as an ex-Muslim, he was looking for attractive women to talk to in the grocery store. And posting it on Twitter for everybody to see. Like, if I was doing that, I don't think I'd be posting that on Twitter. But anyways, that's what he wanted to share with the world. And then he did this thing where he said he's asexual, because first he said he was a virgin, and then people got you know, was saying things about him. And so then he said, no, I'm asexual. But then he decided he was not asexual anymore. And he said, this is my type of hijabi. This was as an ex-Muslim. He posted this. I might have to attract me being asexual. So yeah, like this is what he was posting before he had his meltdown. I'm going to show you guys some other stuff that he did, which is the meltdown, basically. Right. So that's the problem. If you give off creepy vibes, it's going to be hard to find a girlfriend. Right. I mean, and I honestly think this is where all the problems stem from. Women issues, relationship issues. I think that this whole leaving Islam and sorry, not leaving Islam, becoming Muslim again. It's all coming from this. And I don't even need to. This is my theory. I could be totally wrong. It's all public on his Twitter, right? So we can just go back to Twitter. Before we talk a little bit more about his pinned post, I want to get into something else. Intro must have been forced to accept Islam. He was not forced to accept Islam. He wasn't forced at all. He decided on his own. He deleted his thing. What would force him? The guy was like, but I'm going to show you the meltdown. And you're going to notice something about the meltdown. You're going to notice this focus on women. In every one of his posts, well, not every one of them, but like a lot of his posts are focused on sex, on marriage, and on women. And something else about incels is that incels tend to be very resentful. They tend to be very resentful. Like I said, they externalize the problems, the failures. Sorry, they internalize the failures. They say, you know, I can't succeed because I'm ugly. I can never do it. And then they blame. They tend to blame women. They tend to be angry at women. If you just look up incel memes about the Becky and the Stacy, you'll see what I mean. Some of them hate women because they're like, well, why didn't she pick me? Like, I'm a prize. I'm a good guy. Right? Either they hate themselves and they think they're ugly, or they think they're attractive, but they don't understand why women don't like them. Maybe some of them are attractive, but they give off creepy vibes. They don't know how to communicate, or they don't know. Like mating is a difficult ritual for anyone, for the best of people. I mean, imagine someone who has difficulty making male friends, like a guy. He would have an even tougher time getting a girlfriend. I mean, it's not easy, and that's how relationships are. Women are basically difficult to come about unless you understand how to treat them, how to communicate, how to convey yourself, right? Even if you look at statistics, during the pandemic, around 30% of men have admitted to not being able to, you know, not have sex. Whereas for women, it's 20%. So it's like there's more single, and it's always been like that. It's always been that there's more options for women than men. Because women ultimately make the decision because the reproductive cost is higher for a woman. So a woman will be the one who decides, can I trust this man to reproduce with him? Even if she's not thinking that, and she's hardwired for that from millions of years of evolution. That I need to make sure that this guy's a good guy. He'll stick around. He'll take care of the child if you have a child with him, right? That's still there. All of that thinking is still there. And if you give off bad vibes, creepy vibes, or, you know, desperate vibes, or, you know, I can't get a girl vibes, well, you're not a catch then. You'll go for someone else that would be a better, you know, someone else, a man that's already being chased by other women would be a better option for you than a man that nobody wants, right? Someone said, I think introverted has always been an unstable troll. Maybe. Yeah, maybe to some extent. So I want to share something I noticed. And if he wants to delete his tweets and take down and apologize, I will delete this video, take it offline. This is all based on things which are public. And again, I'm happy to remove my stuff if he'll remove his stuff, right? And I'm going to show you one more thing. And one more thing, intro admitted was that right before he deleted his YouTube, that it's hard to compete in the the dating marketplace as a non-Muslim, as an atheist. You're competing with other men that may be more attractive, more fit. I don't know, whatever. That's what he said, right? And but as a Muslim, you have more chances of finding someone, right? Someone might, you know, marry you for taqwa because you're a pious Muslim man. And in a sense, you can think about like the whole arranged marriage dynamic that exists in many Muslim countries actually takes care of incels. But of course, it means a woman will end up with a partner from, like, would end up with a partner that should have been gone from the gene pool, you can say, so to speak, right? Like, if he has those sort of, like, you know, he's not giving off the right sort of loving characteristics that someone would want to willingly, voluntarily mate with, a woman would choose him because he's not giving that off, but he, you know, his mom organized the relationship and so the daughter has no choice, maybe it's his cousin even. Well, his genes should have been gone from the gene pool because he's not fit. He's not a sexual fit, right? You know what I mean? Like, he's not a good fit for the women in the that are looking for a partner, right? So we end up with a lot of women in less than ideal situation with men that they were arranged a marriage to, and maybe he's not a good partner, right? And I'm saying it this way because it's always the woman who ends up being the one that's forced into it, right? The man typically gets to choose, right? So this was back in October. And like I said, I chose not to talk about this for a while, but it is what it is. Introvert Smile has a lot of insecurities. Need to figure himself out. Yeah, exactly. He needs to figure himself out. Okay, so hold on a second. Just going through the comments, see if I missed anything. Women is very hard to understand. Can you guys see my comment? Yes, we can see the comment, right? You can't force faith, either you believe or you don't, exactly, right? Okay, so dude, the guy is severely disturbed. I feel bad for him. That's why I don't ever want to respond to him. Yeah. I agree with you. But he's been putting out this content since October until now. I just happened to check yesterday before someone thinks they're too smart and says, oh my god, we caught Abdullah, look, his account says throw away 4015. Yes, I created an account to browse Twitter so I can check people's pages like Yasir Qadhi and Jonathan Brown and Introverted Smiles who blocked me, right? So anyways, yeah, so like I was saying, this has been going on for, I mean, this is creepy sort of stalking behavior that's been going on. He's blocked me, but he keeps tweeting about me. He blocked all of these other people. Anyways, let's just go through what I noticed. Back in October, I noticed this pattern. One by one, he was attacking women. And I was like, wow, that's interesting, right? Like, first one, get vaccinated, Assange, skeptical Aussie. I hope so. He made the most bizarre attack on me and blocked me over the pretty routine conversation. Not sure what got into him, right? So it started with, like, he basically called me a Nazi. One cursory look at my account would have proven otherwise, but I guess he didn't look, right? And then he started posting all these weird things about one of the figureheads of the ex-Muslim movement. He's talking about Yasmin Muhammad or something. So it's interesting. You're going to see a pattern here. There's that. Then, okay, she deleted it, her tweets are limited, but basically attacked Infidel Noodle. I don't even need to show you this. He's still attacking her to this day, okay? And we're going to see this focus on Infidel Noodle and on Zara K. Then he went after Zara K. Oh, okay, he deleted his tweet. I can't see it. Then he went after Faye. Then he attacks Sandra, who is Gondal's wife. Then he attacks, like, it's just like woman after woman after woman after woman. Yasmin Muhammad too, right? That's five, right? Is there like a pattern here? Why all the focus on ex-Muslim women? and let's look at the language he uses, right? Yeah, let's look at the language he uses or has used. I'm not going to share this video. By the way, this is another thing. This was a Muslim guy that posted this video. I'm not going to play it because I don't want to get demonetized. He says some pretty racist stuff here. I would have loved to play this video just to show you what he said, but I'm not going to because I don't want to get in trouble for something he said on my channel. So I'm not going to share the video, but the link is there. Yeah, it's just like that video is there if you want to see this. Then this is getting like, this is even some of the more disturbing stuff, right? Like, watch and see. Now this is where like he's becoming like public enemy now. When he's talking about killing gays, he's making jokes about killing gays and stuff like that. This is bad, right? I'm not sure if this comment is to me. The incel misuse of language from evolutionary biology is deplorable. I don't know if your comment is to me. If it is, just let me know so I can clarify. Please be careful what you say. Ed is demonstrably wrong. What's demonstrably wrong? Can you tell me? Is it me? Something I said? I'll collect myself. This was like not a funny joke. The rooftop is he's making a joke about like this is despicable, right? And you'll see on his Twitter he actually makes other jokes like that as well. Like, so this is like where we're getting into, like, okay, it's, I understand you want to be a Muslim, you want to stand up for Muslim rights, but you're going against the rights of other communities now. This is deplorable. And he has every right to block whether he wants to, but then why is he following me still? Why is he still posting like what I'm posting and, you know, responding to the things I'm saying? It's just like, come on, give me a break, right? So yeah, I support his right to block people. I fully support his right to block whether he wants to. That's his choice. But like, if you're gonna block someone and he's still gonna tweet about them, that's just weird, man. Like, okay, so I'm going to, let's go to some other, okay, he's putting some tweets about how Prophet Muhammad, you know, he hit his wife and caused a pain in the chest. There's a well-known hadith in Sahih Muslim about that. And, you know, he's basically defending that Muhammad was hitting her out of love and whatever. Anyways, I'm not going to go into that thing. Then he's going on about ex-Muslims in North America and they're not refunding him. I don't know what he's talking about over there. Anyways. Okay, another tweet about making fun of something someone said. Okay, so let's find something else. Again, about hitting women. I'm not really interested in going too much about that. Okay, so this is another interesting... one more thing I want to point out here. He's saying, first you block me and then you quote tweet me coward. Isn't that what he did? Isn't that what he's doing to me? Like, isn't that exactly what he did? He's quote tweeting me after blocking me. It's kind of funny. Okay. When being ex-Muslim is not enough to give them popularity, they will resort to this for fame. Okay. Not really much worth responding to there. Oh, here we go. Hungary being based when it comes to LGBT, the prohibit. Okay. So what he's saying is, again, that we should fight against LGBT rights. He's praising Hungary for this, right? One second. It seems like someone keeps calling me. Okay. All right. So I am going to keep going to the different tweets. Yeah, this is sad. I mean, I don't know the details of the story in particular, but it doesn't sound like he's very much he's in favor of Muslim rights, but not LGBT rights. So you can see the same mentality of rights for me, but not rights for you. I want rights for my people, for my community, Muslim community, but I don't want rights for other communities like the LGBT community. It's shameful, honestly. Right? He's talking about Gaza. Tips for a nice salmon. Season aggressively, cook with seasoning. In order to score a nice Muslim wife, you should be able to cook something simple like this. So I hope you get a nice Muslim wife, my friend. Your salmon, if it's good, you never know. That's a good skill to have. Cooking is a good skill to have for sure. So I'm glad. And not everyone should be given a platform. Hopefully you get some mental help he needs at some mental facility instead of lashing out on Muslims. What? Personal attacks. Personal attacks on people saying they have... Okay, I don't know what he's talking about. Abdullah Gondal is one of the most well people I know. He's doing well in his life. He's killing it. He's working. He's taking care of his son. He's spending less time on... Now he's not on Twitter anymore, so he spends more time doing other things. That's good, right? Then he has this response to this video by Muhammad Syed, where he's saying that... Muhammad Syed was saying that Islam causes suffering on, our family members, so we should help them. And it's a good thing what he's saying. He's saying that Islam as a dogma actually holds people back. And that's our opinion, that's our point of view, that Islam is bad for the world. He's not gonna quote the studies here, but if all you gotta do is look at Wiki Islam. I mean, Wiki Islam is an ex-Muslims of North America project, right? So he's saying no studies, whatever. Well, all the studies are there on Wiki Islam, right? Like everything you'd want to know about, the harms of fasting, women's rights, whatever you like to know, it's all in there. It's well sourced and documented, and they've limited it all to primary sources. I mean, they're actually going through now and redoing the content to make sure it all meets, high quality standards. So I'm really happy about that. I think it's a great project. So yeah, he's not going to say everything in this is his, probably him responding to a question and answer, right? So then again, more silly tweets like this, right? Next ex-Muslim superstar on YouTube will look something like this. Like, what? Like, what is this? Ah, okay. So I do want to respond to this one. So I'm just going to share my screen again with the sound on. So give me 1 second. How do I stop sharing? Share screen. Okay, let me know if you guys can hear the audio. I'm going to try it. Okay. I'm going to try and see if you guys can hear this.
The conditions have not been met. Vast majority of Muslim countries do not have the proper conditions in place to implement these things. Thereby, we should not be doing so.
So, Mr. Intro there is saying that, what's the big deal about apostasy law? Like, look at what he's saying. He's saying that
Muslim countries do not have
the majority of Muslim countries don't have the proper.
Conditions in place,
nobody does it, so who cares, right? Like, nobody's killing apostates, right? It's just like, what's the big deal, right? And the point is, it's still a problem. Even if it's not being implemented today, it's a theoretical issue that can be implemented one day. I mean, heck, Mr. Intro himself would have been executed under that law if it existed, right? So thankfully, it's not, but it's still bad. It's still worth talking about, right? And here we're going to see now, again, focus on sexuality and this creepy obsession with following women like Zara, women like Infidel, Aisha. So what she's saying here, what he's saying, oh, look, white boy fetish. So one thing we know is everyone has their own sexual preferences. For example, my wife, she said she prefers, you know, someone that's not from her culture. And even, you know, some other people in my family preferred, and even some people from my wife, other people in my wife's family prefer going for someone that's not from the culture. So it's everybody's different. That's not a big deal. Like, it's up to you. It's not racist if you're a brown guy and you like white girls, or if you're a brown girl and you like white guys, or if you're a white girl, white guy and you like brown girls, or Chinese girls, or whatever. Or, you know what I mean? It's sexual preference. It doesn't matter. Like, it's whatever it is, right? And what she's saying here, I found many Muslims in the West have generalized and demonized the white male when the abusers at large and the families and communities. So she's saying most of the abuse in the Muslim community is not happening from white men. It's happening from Pakistani and Desi and Arab men in the community. Uncles, you know, were, you know, abusing the children. Or, for example, the recent case of a teacher in a madrasa, you know, a famous whatever, Molvi or whatever he was. It's true, right? When you remove the hijab, it's not white men calling you sluts, it's your community. When you become a hijabi model, not white men sending you death threats, it's Islamists who assert power over you as a woman. Leave Islam, it's your family who wants to hurt you. It's true. Like, everything she's saying here is true. And what is he saying? White boy fetish. White boy fetish. It's interesting to study the polarizing hatred among ex-Muslim women. It's what we see here is an example of totally strawmanning and misunderstanding what's being tweeted here. It's totally wrong. And do all ex-Muslims hate? No, absolutely not. Absolutely. Zara has a good relationship with the family. I have a good relationship with my family. Sohail, Reason on Faith, has a good relationship with his family and his dad, who just passed away. He was loving him and taking care of him until he died. Like, most ex-Muslims have good relationships with their family. We don't hate the families at all. I mean, some people do because the family abused them. But far and wide, you know, I'd say the majority still have, I think most have good relationships. Or maybe there's, it depends, right? It depends on how they treat you. Nobody is going to love their family members if they're kicking you out of the house just because you don't believe in their God, right? And the same thing applies to Islamic converts, Muslim converts that become Muslim. They would hate their parents too if their parents kicked them out of the house for becoming Muslim, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, people will, like, if a Muslim family is bad, then yeah, you probably won't like your Muslim family. That's the most important thing, not whether they're religious or not religious. If the religiosity converts into them abusing you, then yeah, you wouldn't like them, right? Okay. Yeah, let's continue. So, do they truly believe it's impossible for a good brown Muslim man to exist? I do believe that there are many, many good Muslim men and women. There's truly majority of Muslims are good people. I truly believe the majority of Muslims are good people. I truly believe that. I truly believe most Muslims are better than the holy books. I truly believe that the religion holds people back. And depending on how indoctrinated you are and what slant you take on the religion, you could end up being the worst person at all. And it doesn't even matter, brown. He's saying brown Muslim men. Some of the worst Muslims are white Muslims. For example, John Georgalis, the leader, one of the top guys in ISIS, was a white Muslim convert. He's not brown, he's white. So that's not the point. It's not the color. It's them as a human being. It's not even the Islam. It's the what they do with the Islam, right? Yeah, I like this. There are good things in Islamic teachings. For example, people should remove thorny branches from the road and help people. Like, that's a good thing, for sure. I don't have any... I truly believe God would forgive in this manner. Well, the problem with taking this to imply God would forgive is there's a lot of inconsistencies in the Islamic teachings. You have things like this, and then you also have hadith that say a man was tortured because he didn't wash his dingling properly after peeing, basically. Like he didn't wash himself. Because of the little bit of drops of urine in his clothes, he's going to be punished in the hereafter. And Muhammad, the funny thing is, Muhammad's being more merciful than Allah. He put a branch on the grave and said, I hope that he'll be interceded because of this. So like Muhammad became more merciful than Allah. Like, but of course, he's just making up the thing as he's going. But yeah, this is a good hadith. Sure, I like this hadith. More demeaning language here. People are this guy, he's tweeting this tweet that's calling Yasmin Muhammad a whale. So being, you know, derogatory about her body, her body shape, calling basically fat shaming her. This was a mistake that I spoke to Aladdin about this. This was, you know, people, this was posted, and Tariq Fateh, of course, used this to say, you know, the roadblock people, and TorontoStar says the best people in the community. Tariq Fateh is a man. Tariq Fateh is I don't know what to say about him, man. He's awful. He's an awful guy. Like, what is he saying here? He's saying the best people in the community. It's not saying the best people in the community are the Muslims. It's saying the Muslims are saying the best people in the community were shot down. Oh, sorry, were run down by the truck, right? So, and of course, you know, Apostle Aladdin, he didn't realize this was like a vigil for what happened. So he was saying, you know, get the F off the street. Yeah, he's saying, like, I asked him about this. He said in his country, Muslims do this all the time. They block the streets and stuff, right? So it causes issues for people that are walking and whatever, right? So this, I think he misunderstood what was happening here. This was a vigil for the prayer attack, and he realized this was dumb of him to say that, and he admitted that. So, you know, he regrets saying this. Again, make more insults about Yasmin Muhammad, more dumb insults, childish insults. Another tweet is gone, so I can't really respond to this. Okay, this is a common, now we're getting into some, you know, like low-level vibes, attacks on ex-Muslims. Ex-Muslims don't want to piss off their white Christian friends. They don't want to anger the YouTube subscribers, even though right-wing terrorism is on the rise in 2021. Not a word from these Uncle Tom white man bootlickers, right? This is like pure whataboutery. It's like saying, because I have an issue that I care about that's more important to me. Again, you know, let's praise the countries that are, you know, throwing LGBT under the bus. But you guys don't talk about right-wing terrorism. Like, you are being right-wing terrorist yourself if you're saying LGBT should be thrown off rooftops. You're being an extremist yourself to say such a thing. Yet you're saying, oh, we shouldn't criticize Islam. But where do you think some of these bad ideas are coming from? They do exist in the religion, right? So this is patently false. This is, I guess, before he learned how to cook. So again, I do hope he finds a nice Muslim wife. Muslim or non-Muslim doesn't matter, but cooking would help. So, you know, this is, you know, there's an upgrade from this, you know, to this one. This is much, much, much better. This is lovely to see. And this is the type of things that will make you a valuable man. It's great, right? This is good stuff, right? This is my dinner tonight. Get married to a based radical Islamist Muslim woman who knows how to cook. If she's into this ex-Muslim feminist, I don't want to cook crap, ditch her immediately. Trust me, bro. Trust you? What do you know? What do you know, bro? Bro, what do you know? What do you know about this, right? Half your posts are attacking women, man. Like, well, you think any Muslim woman's going to like that? Seeing all the time you're calling people fat and ugly and shaming them? No. Yeah, this was sad about, you know, what happened in London, Ontario. I'm surprised, though, to see him. His co-worker said he's a good Christian and has a good relationship with God. I'm surprised that after complaining that, you know, Muslims are being unfairly demonized, he's now making this into a Christian thing. Are you serious? you're saying this guy was doing this because he's a good Christian? Are you serious? Like, unless you're like, there's some serious like sarcasm going on here. like, there's like, I'm just dumbfounded. Like, I'm there's even Muslims who are posting that we shouldn't be using this term, like terrorist, to describe this guy, because it'll be used against Muslims too, which is also a bad take. But like, Christian terrorism, like what? Oh my god, you're doing the same thing you're accusing other people of doing, man. Okay, this is another interesting tweet of his. It's always the Twitter accounts with the gay flag and Indian flag that are the most bigoted. Okay, so he's saying this is a bigoted tweet. Let's look at this tweet. So this tweet was saying, if federal leaders wanted to tackle Islamophobia, they might start by finding the balls to call out Quebec law that bans people from wearing hijabs. Okay. You shameless, whatever, delacinated, liberated woman. This is not good. This is an insult. This is not, I would not, you're not going to convince people by saying this to, you know, you don't, talking like this is not going to convince anyone. This is just, you know, personal attacks. When you start off with the personal attacks, you know, yeah, it's not going to go well. But anyways, let's see what the rest of what he's saying. Hijab is not empowering. It is a sign of submission and subjugation. It is just plain wrong. Open your closed mind, read, think, and then tweet. You're not a bird. I mean, this is, other than this part, which is like, you're calling her shameless, delacinated. I don't know what delacinated means. Liberated in quotes. Why is, okay, anyways, this is not, none of this is like, this is an opinion. Hijab is bad. Right? Like, this is an opinion. He would have done much better without this part. Right? You know what I'm saying? And I guess he could have a point where when he's saying it's bigoted. Okay, there's some, I don't know if it's bigoted, but it's not like this part. I don't think this is, if he's saying, if she's big, he's bigoted against her. She's a non-Muslim woman, as far as I can tell, who posts for the CBC News. So he's a bigot against white women? I don't think so. I think he's referring to this part about the hijab as being bigoted. But if I say hijab is bad, does not make you bigoted. You know what I'm saying? About this question about the crypto, I'll pass, because yeah, this is not a crypto chat. Mining, I don't think, I'll just quickly say mining, I don't think is productive at the moment. But look into it if you like. There's other channels on Bitcoin mining, but yeah, I won't talk about that, right? All right. So if we have any questions, you guys, we can ask, feel free. I'm going to stop soon at, you know, how far back I'm going to go. I'm not going to go too far back with his tweets, but I just thought there's some interesting stuff here that's worth discussing. So here's the interesting thing. Zara K is saying, you know, what happened to her cost her a lot of money and her job and stuff like that. And he's saying, who cares? Okay. Why are you reading her tweets and replying, who cares? Who cares? You care, apparently. You're reading her tweets. The biggest irony of all is people saying, who cares, yet they're the ones replying to it. If you don't care, then why are you following her still? Like, are you okay yourself? This, I think, is completely wrong. What he's saying here, that ex-Muslims... I think we should talk about this. This is a good thing to respond to. So give me a second. So the reason I'm responding... the reason I'm responding to him is, I guess I don't have anything better to talk about at the moment. And the fact that he's been doing this since October, I thought, you know, maybe I'll just respond to some of the things he's saying. Some of the things he's saying, especially, I do think are worth responding to, because of the common tropes and people keep using them. So I don't really care if he gets views from this or not, whatever, I don't care. I do think it's worth responding to some of the things. And frankly, to teach him a lesson that, you know, like, if he's going to keep saying these things, you know, someone's going to call him out at some point. it's been many, many months and, you know, needs a taste of his own medicine. I think that's why. Okay. So let's talk about this. So Trudeau is saying, you know, what happened is very sad, right? And it's hateful and whatever, right? And I'm just going to, I'm going to talk about, and he's talking about, you know, that Islamophobia. He's talking about Islamophobia and he's talking about, you know, how people shouldn't be scared to look Muslim. And he's right. What he's saying here, his use of Islamophobia, which he actually means anti-Muslim bigotry, I 100% agree with him, right? Nobody should be scared of going out on the streets looking like a Muslim, whether a Muslim man, a Muslim woman. I'm just going to say it very clearly. Nobody, Jewish, Muslim, or even atheist, although atheists wouldn't really have anything identifiable about them, Hindu, nobody should fear to walk down the street that they will be attacked because of the... Look, the irony here is like incredible. Like, I just got to point this out. I got to point out how ridiculous this is. I just want to like, I'm just going to show you guys something like how nuts this is. Okay. I just want to point out something because this is so nuts. Okay. So like here we have him saying on one hand, you know, take away rights from gays. He's saying that. On the other hand, he's saying that, look, you guys are causing more hatred towards Muslims by what you say. Like, the irony here is people that cry Islamophobia. Like, people that cry Islamophobia, and at the same time, they're trying to take away the rights of other communities. Like, look how disgusting that is. Makes jokes about deaths of gays and killing gays in the most horrendous ways in his other tweet, not this one, right? The rooftop is waiting. Yet at the same time, do you not think this type of language leads to the dehumanizing and the violence against the LGBT community? It does. It 100% does. Your dehumanizing language, your jokes, your slurs, this evil things that you guys are saying, the fact that you're praising countries for taking away and, you know, the rights of LGBT. Yet on the same time, Islamophobia, bro, Islamophobia. Like, I mean, it's just absurd. It's just insane, right? Like, it's like on one hand, you know, they want to have the cake and eat it too, right? It's like, oh man, it's just like, anyways, so yeah, to continue on, oh shoot, I have to go back from here. Okay, so let's talk about what he's saying though. Like, okay, so that irony is unescapable. It's just insane. But let's talk about, I agree with what Trudeau is saying about anti-Muslim bigotry and anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism and any sort of bigotry, including against LGBTs, which of course is, you know, totally missing from many Muslims' vocabulary. Not all Muslims. Thankfully, not all Muslims. So many Muslims will support LGBT rights. Okay, that's great. But in this case, it's like, you know, this is what has happened to Intro. Like, he's saying that, sorry, I'm seeing some interesting comments here. One second. What is going on here? Hey, David Woods in the chat. Intro just loves you. Oh my God. He always talks about you as well. Anyways. Why do I care what he says? I explained to you. I care about the rhetoric that he's spreading. I don't care about him, but it's worth talking about because he's not the only one. There's other people, right? Anyhow, let's talk about this tweet. So we've already said we're against discrimination against Muslims, Christians, Hindus, everybody, atheists. Everyone should be treated the same. Does anybody think that this guy who you know, killed those Muslim, the innocent Muslim family, does anyone think he's a subscriber of my channel? Does anyone think he's a subscriber of Apostate Prophet or David Wood or any of the guys he's attacking? David Wood also went out of his way to say we should support the Uyghur Muslims, that the Chinese Communist Party is wrong in what they're doing. Apostate Prophet said the same thing. I said the same thing clearly and loudly. From, like, how is what we're doing leading to these attacks when we're against these attacks? It's just straw man, it's ad hom, it's just plain simple slander, right? But it's worth talking about because he's not the only one. Not because of what he is, but he's nobody important. Honestly, he's nobody important, but like the things he's saying, I think, yeah, worth, you know, worth talking about. Okay, again, more attacking of the LGBT community. LGBT community doesn't want you to become gay. It's like they're not trying to make people gay. Nobody cares if you're gay or not. They just want people to be treated the same no matter whether they're gay or not gay. It's like the goal is to take a masculine culture found within Islam and feminize the men. No! That's not the point. That's not the point. Oh my God. Now he's gonna say I'm a secret Muslim or something. Oh my God. I don't know what he's gonna say, but anyways. Again, attacking Yasmin Muhammad because she said white boys for the win. Why do you care who she's attracted to? She's not attracted to you for sure. Why do you care who she's attracted to? Why are you posting about her? It's like, does anyone not feel any creepy incel vibes here? It's like, who's obsessed here? Who's the obsessed one? You're the obsessed one creeping over. It's like he's going inside like a women's locker room and he's like getting mad at what they're saying. Like there's two women here talking to each other and you're like retweeting them and like, oh, that's not how you get a wife, bro. And then, okay, this one is lovely. Let's talk about this. It baffles my mind how anti-Muslim bigots / ex-Muslims bash Muslims daily when you have this Muslim woman feeding homeless women, homeless people by the thousands every day.
And what you would eat. So this is halal chicken. And the girl give me what I want. The girl give me what I want. And it's a challenge because I have no money, but I'm able to feed thousands of people daily.
Okay. I will straight up say this woman is better than me. Like, I will say that bluntly. This Muslim woman is better than me. If this is what she does, like, she's a gem. She's a gem of humanity. If this is what she's doing. Like, and I have no reason to doubt this is what she's doing, right? Like, this is amazing. She's feeding halal chicken. I mean, the halal part is not important. I mean, I would prefer it be vegetarian food because you can feed more people vegetarian food and vegetarian food is better for... Anyways, I don't... Tangent. I'm sorry. Tangent. This woman is better than me for feeding thousands... If she's feeding thousands of people by the... I don't think she's feeding thousands of people by the day. Like, this little Khadija's kitchen... There's no way she's... I mean, he's over-exaggerating a bit, but this is... What do you mean my inner Muslim came out? I don't know what you're talking about. This is wonderful, like what she's doing. She's lovely. Like, I don't care what religion you are from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your sexuality is. But the logic is completely stupid. It's like, how do we bash Muslims daily when you have this Muslim woman feeding homeless people? You have this Muslim woman feeding homeless people. So why do you bash Muslims? What? Like, non sequitur, bro. Like, okay, she's a good Muslim woman. That doesn't make every single Muslim good. That doesn't make Islam good because she's feeding. You can find people feeding. I'm pretty sure, like, Christian charities do more than Muslim charities. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it could be wrong. Just a feeling I have. And I could be wrong. But the point is, that doesn't mean all Christians are good. It doesn't mean Christianity is good. That's a good thing she's doing. Do you guys know the Sikh temples feed people as well? Vegetarian food 24/7, as far as I know, right? You can go to any Sikh temple. Gurdwara, I think they're called, and you can get free food. They have a 24/7 kitchen that feeds, like, so it's like, how can you bash Sikhs, but you guys bash all other religions? You call them polytheists, you say they're going to hell. Like, they feed lots of people too. So obviously this is non, you know, this is like, it's a non sequitur, totally. Like, it's just the level of, like, logic there is just like, okay, it's not really smart, eh? Please share this video and help this Ziva sister from Hindu background. Hinduism to Islam. Okay. If we're talking, okay, so this is interesting. I don't know if you guys are seeing the pattern here. We're almost going back a month now. Like, is there any obsession that's coming out here? Obsession about ex-Muslims, obsession about ex-Muslim women, obsession about particular ex-Muslim women. Me as well. I mean, thankfully I'm not in here recently, but there's definitely, like, low level logic that makes no sense. Oh, because I said she's feeding halal meat. Yeah, halal meat is pointless. It's actually, there's no benefit to halal meat. Okay, anyways, so you often find ex-Muslims tweet about the bad things that happened to them, but never tweet about how bad they've been to the Muslim family. I think some people do admit that they've been bad to the Muslim family. But yeah, exactly. Why would you, like, everybody has that blind spot of not admitting their own flaws. Yes, I'm sure many people are bad to their families. Sure. That is quite possible, right? Do I think he's, hold on 1 second. Okay, never mind. Someone said, do you think he's closeted? I don't know why you would think that. But anyways, I will. Learning Islam from an ex-Muslim is equivalent of learning what slavery from a white nationalist. I just thought this was a good response. Interesting choice of comparison. It sounds like you're saying Islam is slavery and ex-Muslims try to make Islam sound good, despite it truly being very bad. I have a feeling that's not what you meant. Personally, I've learned about Islam from ex-Muslims and Muslims. Exactly. I want to see different perspectives and think about it myself. Exactly. There you go. I don't even need to respond to that, right? This is, you know what this is? Right here? This is the genetic fallacy right there. My boy is making the genetic fallacy. It doesn't matter who tells you about Islam. What matters is whether they're right or wrong, right? And, you know, obsession with apostate Aladdin and infidel noodle. Again, if you're wrong about something, it's better to admit you're wrong. Good advice. Okay, it took me a while to admit the ex-Muslim movement was the wrong one. The anger, the hatred, and the overall false premise of the movement took me too long to admit. My conscience is free now. Conscience is free. But anyways, okay, All right, you're entitled to your opinion. This one again is totally unfair. You have seen ex-Muslim ally in some Twitter bios is basically four categories: ultimate SJW, Pajit, white kid that hates colored people, depressed atheist doomer. This is just—he's just posting racist, you know, nasty, dumb. This is just like, again, do I need to respond to this? No, I don't need to respond to this, right? Okay, he has a tweet about me, so he's following me. He's following me. I quoted this video where it sounded like Muhammad Hijab was saying, you know, I want the Zionist blood or something. And, you know, someone called me out and said, no, this is not him. He didn't show that part, okay? But he did show that I did put a clarification, but not as many people saw the clarification or liked it. Which is fair. I mean, that's what happens when the original tweet was bigger than the reply. There's not much I can do about that. I mean, that's what it is. I don't know if there's anything worth pointing out here. This guy's showing white Muslim brothers. Okay, whatever. Then some silly video about some lady marrying a dog and ex-Muslims. Like, what? Like, what the heck? This one's kind of cool. This one's kind of cool. I love the irony. I love the irony of this tweet. I haven't talked about intro since October of last year until now, almost 1 year now. Who's been talking about ex-Muslims in every single tweet of his? Who's been obsessing? Who's been following ex-Muslim accounts? He's blocked me and he's still following me, obviously. You can see that. He's blocked, but I'm sure those other ex-Muslim women blocked him as well, but he's still following them. And he's saying ex-Muslim talking about Islam 24/7. What? 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 What irony, man. The irony is so strong. Like, it's just like, I don't see you trying to make yourself better. You did try to make yourself better. I admit that, you know, salmon was pretty good looking. My wife made some good salmon today as well. This looks pretty good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. You are trying to better yourself. Okay, so one tweet about bettering yourself. This is, you know, getting much better after, you know, hundreds of tweets. This is what you call bettering yourself? Like, dude, the irony, man. The irony is just like lost on this one. Like, you gotta love the, you know, the how he's, you know, upped his game from, you know, Bombay chef butter chicken instant microwave dinner to salmon, right? Okay, that's good. That's good. I like that. But the irony here of posting about, you know, again, I don't know what's this about white Muslims. What who cares what color they are, like, honestly. All right, anyways, let's continue. This is a funny quote because he's implying that apostate Aladdin is gay, and actually it's funny because I know he has a girlfriend, but intro doesn't know that. And, you know, from June 1st until now, he's obsessing over this guy. Little does he know, he's living the life that he could never have. He's living the life, man. He has a good job, good career. He has a relationship. He's I have a feeling he knows how to cook too. But I can't confirm that. I'm gonna stop soon and then we can just talk about something else because 1 hour is enough to talk about intro, right? This is, you know, someone posted about, you know, this ex-Muslim again, so he's browsing ex-Muslim forums. Why are you doing that? I don't know, but anyways. And this person was upset about his mom saying that she didn't love him. That does hurt. Like, imagine your mom claims to be a good Muslim, but she doesn't love you. How would you feel? Like, she loves an imaginary being more than you. Wouldn't that screw you up in the brain? I mean, that is just plain screwed up in general. It's just screwed up in general that anyone can love an imaginary being over their own flesh and blood and can actually kick them out of the house, even kill them. right? That's just sad. Like, that's, and there's nothing wrong with this poem he wrote, right? Or she wrote. Now, let's look at the, let's see who's obsessed here. I'm interviewing somebody on Sunday that is in ex-Muslim Malay that mentioned to me that she found out about ex-Muslims from Infidel Noodle. And I was so happy to hear that. I'm now off TikTok. I was banned permanently. I'm not going to bother, I think, making a new account. Look how he interprets this. Like, he considers this like I'm chasing Aisha, who has a boyfriend in Australia, a fiance. Like, this is what you call flirting? This factual tweet about, bro, the projection, the desperation, the rejection is so strong here. Like, it's like the sweat is coming down your head that this guy, Abdullah, has friends that don't even want to talk to me. Like it's like you can see the guy sweating, like, oh my God, he has a wife and he's like, Jesus, man. I've heard Samir's wife is still Muslim. Is that true? As far as I know, his wife is a white atheist. No, she's not atheist. She's not atheist. No. That's all I will say. That's all I'm going to say. Not going to answer. Okay, not going to answer. I know people want to know, but I'm not going to say it. It's up to her if she wants to say it. Dude, I just said I'm not going to answer. What religion is his wife? Who cares what religion she is? Oh, my God. Anyways. Again, I said, oh, my God. I got to stop saying that. Okay. Wow, such nice criticism of Islam. So I made a joke. Muhammad, want to be my friend? Jews, no, Muhammad. I kill you. So it's a joke. Such nice criticism of Islam. And he cries when people make fun of his voice. A bigoted dork. Dork. Bigoted? This is bigoted? This is bigoted. What? Yeah, exactly. Why waste my time on him? I guess I'm bored, man. I guess I'm bored. So I thought I would, you know, shoot the shit with you guys and give him a little taste of his own medicine. Seriously. The guy's been tweeting about me since October until now. What? Like, I haven't even, like, thought about him. The dude hasn't crossed my mind. And this is, like, the obsession. Dhikr. Dude, you're making dhikr of ex-Muslim women every day. The obsession is... Who's the bitter ex here? Who's the bitter ex? You! You're the bitter ex, man! You're the one that's obsessing about these women every day of your freaking Twitter career. Get over them. They don't want you. They don't want you, man. Get over it. Get over it. Okay, again, like, you know, posting this, like, anyways, this is childish memes. The irony here, there's a bit of irony here that's worth discussing. Dumb literalist ex-Muslim logic be like. And remember, if you need any more help, my door is always open. This is God, I guess, right? Talking? Door closed. Wait, the door is closed, therefore I don't need any help. You know, guy thinks he's smart. Well, if you think about it, the irony is that God's door, Allah's door is always open, but Allah never responds. Allah doesn't help anybody. So literally, we're on our own, right? It doesn't mean we don't need help anymore. Nobody says that. I don't think any ex-Muslim says that. No ex-Muslim says we don't need help. Like, it's so stupid. Like, this is a straw man. This was kind of a silly video. I didn't even know about this video, but I did watch it, and he's basically saying something about I deleted something from my video or something. Like, I don't even know what he's talking about. The full live stream is still there. I don't know what he means. Little does he know that actually I didn't even make this video I made. Okay, I can clarify. This video I made, there's a video called on my channel that talks about one Dawa is called out. So one Dawa is the guy that made this video. I didn't actually make that video, by the way. I have a video editor that once in a while works for me, and he made the video for me. I don't even know what clips he put in it. So I didn't realize that there's no manipulation, because the full video is still there. The full discussion with me and Abdullah Gondal, where, you know, we're chatting here, and then one Dawa calls in and says, why don't you guys want to debate me? I'm giving one Dawa a chance here, because one Dawa, despite his being disrespectful to me, despite the fact that he said you were never a Muslim to begin with, he emailed me and he asked me for a debate. I said, okay, like, I'll consider it. What do you want to talk about? He said, I want to talk about what you talked about in your first video. I said, okay, what about what I said? And he sent me this video where he's going on and on, responding to the points which I made. And so I'm like, okay, I watched your video. Okay, let's have a conversation. I said, let's have a conversation. And I haven't heard from him now. I don't know what happened to him. He was the one that was asking me for a debate. And now he doesn't want a debate. Let me see if I can find the email here. One Dawa debate challenge. Okay. Can I show this on the screen? I just want to make sure there's nothing personal in here. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing personal in here. I can show you this. So here we go. I challenge you to debate. I said, I don't really do debates, but I can have a discussion with you. And then I asked him, why don't you want to come on camera? He explained himself. And now I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for the response, right? No response yet. So, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. Like, people like that, they call you out. They say you're fake and this and that. And then at the same time, I don't know, man. Like, okay, anyways, hopefully he'll have a conversation with me. I've been waiting now 10 days. Nope, more than 10 days. 10 days I've been waiting. Still no response. So maybe change his mind about debate. I don't know. Whatever. I was going to give him a chance for the conversation and host it, but if he doesn't want to. But, like, it's just, like, creating drama. Like, we deleted something from his video. I didn't even know about this video until now. It's just silly. Yeah, this thing about ex-Muslim atheist women want to accuse every Muslim male of being misogynistic. Not every Muslim male, but the religion itself, right? And then, yes, there are atheists that have had allegations against them for sexual misconduct. I don't think that's an atheist thing. That's a man thing. That happens to a lot of men in power to do this, right? I mean, that's unfortunate. That's exactly, you know. I think we've done enough. That's it. There's no more really worth responding to. It's just like ex-Muslim LGBT is led mostly by women want to emasculate men. Nobody cares about emasculating men. Nobody wants your identity to be erased. We just want rights for everybody. That's it. You know what I mean? That's all. So anyhow, that's all I have about intro. I went back a month, and this is what he's been saying for the last month. And I guess I was bored and wanted to sort of give him a taste of his own medicine. I think this is enough. There's not really, you know, it's not even really worth it. Maybe this is 1 hour of my life I will deeply regret, you know, going after this clown. And I do miss him as a friend. I'll be honest. I think that, you know, I didn't. It's like, you know, I wish he would come back to being a rational, level-headed guy. I hope he finds, you know, he levels up his manhood. Obviously, like, there's a lot of projection going on about emasculating. You know, the people that he's talking to are the guys that have relationships, which is the one thing he hasn't managed to succeed in. And I don't hold that against him. I think he can do it. I think he can, you know, intro, if you watch this, I think you can get a woman. And I do think this is the source of your problems. I do think this is why you went back to Islam. That's my own interpretation. if you are Muslim, I don't even know if you're Muslim. Apparently, you block people when they ask you. How to grow a beard? Genetics, bro. It's genetics, eh? Maybe I should talk about madrasa abuse. I'm not like I never been to a madrasa myself. I was thinking about making a video about what happened. I don't really know too much about it, and there's a lot more inflammation in there's a lot more inflammation in Urdu to what this whole situation about that man who, you know, assaulted his student. So probably Haris Sultan would do a better job responding to that topic. It is an unfortunate situation that boys are abused in madrasas and girls too. It happens in every madrasa. I actually have a YouTube video that I uploaded from a Muslim that says this is normal. They beat you, they put a pencil under your fingers and they hit you, and they pretty much, it's part and parcel of going to madrasa. And he said, oh, it's okay, that's what happens in madrasas. So yeah, this is basically like the situation. Like, people are throwing rocks. People in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks. If Intro wants to attack people, he's gonna get, you know, one day someone's gonna call him out for it, right? He was making fun of, he was actually making a joke about killing a LGBT. It wasn't just banning it for minors, banning LGBT education for minors. I mean, I can understand the argument about that, but I still think that's dumb. No kid is going to become gay because you told them that some people are gay. This is stupid. Am I scared of telling my kids that gay people exist? That's idiotic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bad comparison. What's a bad comparison? You mean about the tweet I made? Why is it a bad comparison? These guys are praising countries that want to take away LGBT rights. Just ask him what he thinks about LGBT. Just go through his Twitter. I don't need to waste any more time showing you this. I was going to do it, but there's no point. Like, I don't need to. Like, he thinks LGBT is about emasculating men. He thinks that, like, this is what we want. We don't care about, like, the point is we want, it's live and let live. That's what, you know, LGBT is about, right? Introverted Smiles, if you think that living as a Muslim and part of a Muslim community is more healthy and happy, that's a reasonable call. I'd prefer you were publicly honest. Exactly. I can't blame you for prioritizing being happy. Exactly. You can't prioritize that. But this scorched earth, this attacking ex-Muslim women, this fat shaming, this abusing, like none of this is healthy. Like, posting every tweet, following me, following people that you blocked. This is stalker vibes, incel vibes, stalker vibes, obsession vibes. And you're saying that, like, we're the ones with issues? You're saying Abdullah Gondal is the one that needs therapy? Dude is a man. Dude is a parent, a dad. Dude is, like doing well in life. And he takes his time to help us and to show us some of the problems in Islam. And you're saying he's the one with mental issues. Like, pot calling the kettle black. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I'm going to become gay because I learned about, you know, two people having two dads or two moms or something. Like nothing would ever make me gay. I can't change that about me. Sexuality is stable by puberty. There are more women that are bisexual, or you can even say sexually fluid. But men tend to be rigid in their sexuality, and they tend to be either gay or straight. There's no being in the middle for most men. Very few men are bisexual, very few. And it's well documented, right? It's well documented that men are hey, Intro, if that's you. Intro Smiles is based. Oh my God. Kettles can't talk. Pots and kettles can't talk. Yeah, exactly. I don't have anything else to say about intro after this. And I didn't have, again, I didn't have anything to say about him until now. I just thought that once in a while, it's worth calling out. People should just stop attacking others. Unless they want, you know, they're going to throw rocks. The rocks will be thrown back sometimes, you know? And yeah, definitely better things to talk about. Yeah, better things to do. What am I doing tonight? It's movie night for me and my daughter. We're going to go watch a movie, have some popcorn at home, obviously. And yeah, have some good family time. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And looking forward to making new videos. I have a few planned that I've scripted already, but I haven't had a chance to like edit and record and stuff like that. And yeah, this was a little bit harsh from me, not, you know, like going after the intro like that and calling him out. I know a lot of people that he is attacking would appreciate this. It's like, you know, I don't care. Like, I don't, unlike Mr. Stalker here, I don't check what he posts. This is the first time. Yeah, Netflix. I forget which movie. It's one of those kids' movies. I don't remember. Stalker vibes, right? Like, I don't care what intro posts about me. I don't care. Like, I really don't. I don't care, man. Like, but he's checking all of these people's tweets and posts and posting about every day. Like, dude needs help. Like, you know what I mean? So, it is what it is. And about crypto. Oh, about Abdullah Gondal. I'll tell you guys about Abdullah Gondal. Abdullah Gondal's like, I guess, busy with life, man. He's just enjoying his life, doing his own thing, working and studying and all that stuff. And about crypto, yeah, crypto is looking pretty bad right now. So those of you who are invested, yeah, maybe wait off before buying anything, because things are not looking good right now, looking pretty scary. I do think things will go up again at some point, but if you haven't bought, maybe keep an eye. You might get some really good deals. I think if Bitcoin goes to the 20s, I would definitely buy, like, you know, 20,000s range. It's in the 30s now. If it goes in the 20s, I think we'll see prices, which, you know, may scale skyrocket after. Nobody knows, of course, but Abdullah Gondal is Pakistan's savior. Any plans in joining Ghalib's stream? I had his live stream with him once. I guess we can do another one at some point. Introvert to be like, how much abuse do I have to send Samir's way? And to be fair, he doesn't want me to respond to him. That's why he blocked me. Like, I was dialoguing, I was emailing him before this. He went scorched earth on Twitter, and I'm trying to talk to him privately. Then he started going crazy online. Then he started attacking people and stuff. And then he blocked me. He doesn't want me to engage with him. Even before he left Islam, he was making videos. I responded to his videos. And I said, intro, man, even as an ex-Muslim, he was making videos that were kind of like, I don't feel good about this and this and this. And I actually responded to him. And he actually said, no, I don't want you responding to me. You don't have to respond to me. Because I guess what I was saying was making sense, maybe. I don't know. He doesn't want me to engage with him. He's having his own little clique there. He's talking about people, and he's getting his little circle of, you know, teenager friends were enjoying him bashing ex-Muslim women, I guess. You know, so it's sad. Abdullah Gondal, yeah, I miss Abdullah Gondal, man. I want him back. We should do a live stream soon. The challenge is just the timing thing. It's difficult to time it properly, how to get him and me on the same time stream. He works, you know, a certain schedule. I work a different schedule. He has, you know, his son is younger, and so, you know, he has to do it after kids are sleeping. I can do it while my kids are awake. So that's a challenge. Yeah, anyhow, I guess that's all I have to say, nothing else. I do wish the best for Mr. Intro there, Akib. I hope he's finds his peace. And I will not be talking about him again because there's nothing else to say. I will not be checking his Twitter. I don't really care what he says, response, whatever. Some of the things he said are common tropes from Muslims, so it is worth dialoguing. one dawah. I just saw your video now, which was ridiculous. If you still want to debate, like, I don't really want to debate, but I don't mind having a conversation. Thanks, Beej. I missed you. John Stottman wasn't here today. I guess the timing didn't work out for him. Thank you guys. Thank you. And have all a good night. And 2 days from now, I will be talking to my anonymous ex-Muslima from Malaysia. So hopefully that goes well. And, you know, she's going to be, I don't know, I'm going to see if we can like hide her voice or something. But yeah, it's going to be great. She's going to talk about how she left Islam and the experiences she had being an ex-Muslim in a Muslim country. It's going to be good. And, you know, all the bravery to her. I mean, all the courage, all the praise to her for her courage and like doing this, especially in a Muslim country. That's, you know, I asked her multiple times, are you sure you can do this safely? And she said, yes, she's sure she'll be safe. So she's going to do this. One last thing. What are your thoughts on Gondal posting Muslim versus non-Muslim countries mean IQ? Yeah, I spoke to him about it privately. I think it was a little bit too edgy. And, you know, I don't think he meant it in the way that people are taking it. So, yeah, I think it was a mistake, a little bit too edgy, not a good look. But anyways, that it is what it is. And yeah, whatever it is, I you know, we have it wasn't what it sounded like. He was saying that the Muslim countries, the state of them, for whatever reason, maybe brain drain. Anyways, I don't want to get into that. It is what it is. A little bit too edgy for me. thanks for watching. And thank you guys, all of you and gals, for being here and for your support and for your for subscribing and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And thanks for watching and have a good night. I'm dragging this on, having too much fun. I didn't want to leave. But is Gondal active? He's only active on Facebook. He's only active on Facebook right now, and that's it. And hopefully we'll come back on YouTube soon. Okay, everyone, have a good night. Bye.